Hello, listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so. We have news, feature reports, and music from our Caribbean region. Stay tuned. Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez is currently on a tour of Caribbean countries, which has already taken him to Trinidad and Tobago, St. Lucia, and Guyana. In Trinidad and Tobago, Minister Bruno Rodriguez was received by Prime Minister Keith Rowley. During the cordial meeting, both parties reiterated their will to continue strengthening the political, cultural, economic, commercial, and cooperation links. Cuba took the opportunity to renew its support and solidarity with CARICOM countries, as well as its commitment to further advance cooperation ties in areas such as education, healthcare, human resources training, sports, culture, and construction, among others. From Trinidad and Tobago, the Cuban foreign minister arrived in St. Lucia, where he was received by Prime Minister Alan Chastanet, Governor General Emmanuel Neville Senac, and other authorities. This year, 2019, Cuba and St. Lucia mark the 40th anniversary of bilateral diplomatic relations. While in St. Lucia, Minister Bruno Rodriguez met also with Cuban health professionals offering their services in the sister Caribbean state under existing cooperation agreements. He visited, for instance, Victoria Hospital, where Cuban ophthalmologists with the Operation Miracle Program are performing free eye surgeries on patients who need the surgical procedure. Minister Rodriguez visited also the Guyana-based Regional Center for the Attention to Children with Special Education Needs, built and staffed with Cuba's assistance. As part of his Caring Caribbean tour, the top Cuban diplomat is heading the island's delegation to the 6th CARICOM Cuba Ministerial Meeting in Guyana. And from there, he will travel to Barbados, the last leg of his Caribbean tour. About this tour, the top Cuban diplomat wrote on Twitter that the Caribbean will always be able to count on Cuba, and that relations are based on friendship, solidarity, and cooperation bonds, and on the recognition that Cuba and the rest of the Caribbean share common challenges that can only be faced if we remain united. Housing, infrastructure, and development planning experts from across the Caribbean have come together to promote a coherent approach to resilience building, considering the specific context of informal settlements in the sub-region. The Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, sub-regional headquarters for the Caribbean, together with the United Nations Human Settlements Program, organized a policy dialogue workshop held earlier this week in Trinidad and Tobago. It focused on the implementation of Sustainable Development Goal 11 in the Caribbean, which states, make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. With over 70% of its population living in urban areas, the Caribbean population is today increasingly urban. As this population continues to grow, the majority come under a diversity of economic, social, cultural, and environmental constraints heightened by climate change impacts. The joint policy dialogue workshop was the key milestone for countries to agree on the priorities and major issues facing local and central governments in the Caribbean relating to resilience and the upgrading of informal settlements within the context of Sustainable Development Goal 11. This multi-sector, multi-stakeholder approach will facilitate collaborative solutions and partnerships to address issues such as informal settlements, climate change, environmental degradation, resource efficiency, and underdeveloped infrastructure. And Prime Minister of Dominica, Roosevelt Skerrett, said in a recent statement during the Climate and Sustainability Development Meeting in New York City that Dominica is on a continuous development post-Hurricane Maria. Dominica has defied the odds, and we are on a clear growth trajectory, he said. Our national recovery has been led by the resilient and resourceful people of Dominica at home and abroad, who were determined not to be defeated by the mighty forces of nature. It was in September of 2017 when a deadly Category 5 hurricane hit numerous islands in the Caribbean. Hurricane Maria devastated Dominica, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. Maria made landfall on the southwest coast of Dominica. Strong storm surges, torrential rains, and overflowing rivers devastated the island. About 80% of the population was directly affected. Infrastructure such as roads, bridges, and homes were destroyed or severely damaged. 2 years before Hurricane Maria, Tropical Storm Erica passed over Dominica, leaving catastrophic effects. Following both hurricanes, the government of Dominica, under the leadership of Prime Minister Skerrett, prioritized climate-smart farming techniques and resilient construction practices. The government then made use of Dominica's Citizenship by Investment program to entirely fund the housing revolution and 9 big projects under an economic and technical agreement signed in 2018 with the People's Republic of China, covering such sectors as agriculture, education, health, and security. You're tuning in to Radio Havana Cuba, which is presenting a new edition of our regular Caribbean Outlook show. Cuban singer-songwriter Silvio Rodriguez is set to hold concert number 103rd of his neighborhood tour on June 21st in the municipality of San Antonio de los Baños in western Artemisa province. The legendary Cuban musician began 8 years ago what he has called the Gira por los Barrios neighborhood tour, looking to get music out of the theaters and take it to environments closer to the people. With only an enormous Cuban flag to adorn the stage, Silvio has already performed in 102 neighborhoods since the first concert in September of 2010 in La Corbata, a neighborhood in the Havana municipality of Playa. At the concerts, Silvio sings several of his unforgettable pieces, including Gota de Rocío, Reparador de Sueños, Óleo de una Mujer con Sombrero, Unicornio, El Necio, and Ojalá, among others. During this upcoming 103rd concert in San Antonio de los Baños, Artemisa province, Silvio will be accompanied on stage by flutist Nurka Gonzalez, percussionist Oliver Valdez, trova rocco and double bass player Jorge Reyes, and will have troubadour singer Ray Fernandez as a special guest. What is certain is that Silvio will always be a song and a guitar. He will offer his songs as he will be, or rather is, on an interminable tour across Cuban neighborhoods. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. We'll leave you now with a beautiful song by Cuban singer-songwriter Silvio Rodriguez. The title is Llegué por San Antonio de los Baños. We know you will enjoy it. Until next time.
San Antonio. Soy de un viejo bosque de oro maderal, que los hacheros fueron a extinguir, de una taberna rústica local, que daba de beber al porvenir, de un viejo manantial medicinal, que ayudaba a la sangre a revivir, del surco de la vega original. Y soy de la aventura de existir, Joaquinito soy.
Joaquinito soy, Joaquinito soy.